This is Dugaris Masculist Migtar Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and Migtar. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugaris. This is flyer number 726, part 2, entitled Biconsciousing Will Benefit Both Sexes and Society. Continuing straight on. Masculists are out to create a FIP society, in which girls particularly are socialized and educated to be FIPs, so that they do not become fluffies as adults, and hence manslave a man for decades of his life, thus committing the greatest of all gender crimes in any direction, from men against women or women against men. Masculists are abolitionists who see man slavery as literally a thousand times bigger problem than was Negro slavery in the US, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the early 1800s in the US, and there are several billion man slaves in the world today. Negro slavery was the root cause of the US Civil War. Man slavery to masculines is slavery and a war issue. Masculists are at war against fluffies and fluffy feminists, aiming to wipe them out by forcing them to become biconscious FIPs. The core idea of masculism is, after all, that it is a rebellion by men against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of a man's life, the greatest of all gender crimes. With men having more free hours per week to do what men want, rather than being a full-time manslave to some fluffy parasite, men will be liberated to pursue their own dreams. With millions of such liberated men, creativity levels will rise considerably, since millions of men will have the time to realize their own dreams rather than making money to pay for a useless, parasitic female in their lives. Now for the second part of this flyer, that is explaining how it will be in women's interest to become biconscious. The main reason is that if she becomes biconscious, as explained above, she will be a lot more likely to have, and especially to keep, a boyfriend. If she remains monoconscious, she will be effectively exterminated by men, nearly all men, who will have been nearly all masculinized within a few years, given the rate at which manosphere ideas are spreading across the planet. Men hate monoconscious, feminazi, hypocritical cunts and punish them so severely that such women die out, forced to rot on the shelf. Men have totally lost patience with the misandry of monoconscious, feminazi shits and effectively kill them, slowly, by totally ignoring them. A biconscious feminist, on the other hand, is entirely a different kettle of fish. A biconscious feminist has had her feminist anger at men for the gender crimes that men commit against women, so brackets, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., cancelled, in capital letters, by her female masculine anger at women for the far worse gender crimes that women commit against men, brackets, man slavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc., which makes her a lot nicer to be with for men. So she's much more likely to have and to keep, capital letters, a boyfriend. In the next few years, millions of monoconscious feminists will lose their boyfriends by being dumped by them, as millions of men become conscious of masculist ideas and hence become conscious of monoconscious feminist hypocrisy, given that women oppress men far worse. These millions of dumped monoconscious feminists will then soon see their former boyfriends starting up new relationships with biconscious feminists. This will powerfully motivate them to convert themselves to biconsciousness themselves, that is, learn masculine ideas, so that they lose their feminazi bitchiness towards men, which makes them so repulsive and hence ignorable for men. Once millions of former monoconscious feminists had become masculisted, that is, biconscious, they will then be much more motivated to vote, capital letters, with men for the men-faring of the gender laws, in brackets, for example, reforming the divorce courts, basing them on the principle that women are fips, so that men don't get divorced, raped, losing custody of their kids, paying alimony, losing half his wealth and stuff to a fluffy parasite, close brackets, to push for the creation of a fip society, for the creation of GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male maskless politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today. These GECs will then pass gender laws that are fair to men. For example, the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, will give men the same right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have. One of the worst gender crimes that women commit daily against men is forced paternity, forcing men to pay for a kid for 2 decades that he never wanted in the first place, thus manslaving him for 2 decades, a major and hated gender crime that women commit routinely. These GECs will also legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block women's awful paternity fraud, in brackets, where the woman claims that the kid growing in her is her man's, when she knows it's not, close bracket. Maskers want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years, given that paternity fraud is a more horrible gender crime than rape that usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. With the gender laws men feared, men will be more prepared to be fathers again. Today's hated, fluffy, feminist-controlled divorce courts are so toxic for men that it's not surprising that 2/3 of young men reject marriage and paternity, thus indirectly making the fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges genociders, wiping out whole populations, so must be stopped. Monoconscious feminism must be exterminated. Biconscious feminists will be able to join with biconscious masculists in doing that by putting powerful moral pressure on monoconscious feminists to convert themselves into biconscious feminists. Now for the third part. How will the biconsciousing of both sexes help society? The answer is that it will allow society to survive, to not be annihilated by a mass rejection of paternity by young men, as is the case today, with 2/3 of young men in the US rejecting even dating young women. Monoconscious feminism is now seen by an ever-growing percentage of the population, by both sexes, as being toxic, as geocidal, wiping out the population of the earth, making divorce, and hence marriage and paternity, so toxic for men that young men are rejecting having kids at all. This cannot continue. Monoconscious feminism has to be exterminated, and the most effective way of doing that is to use the masculine strategy of targeting the currently monoconscious male feminist boyfriends of monoconscious feminists, teaching these men masculine ideas so that they become biconscious, then see their monoconscious feminist girlfriends as hypocrites, become disgusted with these women, and then dump them in their millions. Since 99.5% of women are heterosexual, even the most rabid of feminazis is still dependent on men for her sex. So biconscious masculists of either sex have a very powerful lever to force monoconscious feminists to learn some masculism and hence, by definition, become biconscious, or be dumped and forced to die a slow, miserable, lonely death, rotting on the shelf, totally ignored by men, masculisted men, who don't tolerate monoconscious feminists, who are now wiping out whole populations, so have to be exterminated. By creating a bi-conscious society, both sexes will be a lot happier, since they'll be able to benefit from the advantages of heterosexual relationships, that is, from the companionship and the intimacy of man-woman pairing. With billions of adults happier, society is happier. So bi-conscious masculists of either sex, now that there is an army of female masculists preaching masculist ideas on the internet, close brackets, are strongly motivated to spread masculist ideas so that society is made bi-conscious, thus benefiting from all the many and powerful advantages that will result from this. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Masculist tab for 720 plus Masculist essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Dash. Do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real, in brackets. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the Masculist segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again, for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Mimes, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 masculist videos and 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Masculist Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my masculist videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Masculist Videos. That's four words. Ciao.